Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be one through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday and Masters Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. Hope everyone is having a great morning. In terms of the performance here for the last 24, mostly positive day on the domestic front, just a handful of areas landing in the red. The US dollar down, accompanying that lower emerging markets, kind of long duration bonds and EFA there as well. The average stock pretty much flat yesterday. Big dispersion between those guys and the cap weighted S&P up around 62 bips, crude oil creeping up 3.66% as well. Just a handful of very small chart changes yesterday. The S&P 500 continuing one box higher, now meeting that resistance up around that 6,800 mark. Towards the upside, really big landmark as we move through April here. Those all-time highs dating back to February around 7,000. Towards the downside, that support around that 6,350 mark there on our default chart. Next, the S&P 500 equal weighted index. Also mentioned that one earlier. Earlier in performance, moving up above the middle of the trading band, and again meeting that resistance here on our default chart. Now towards the upside, again those all-time highs dating back to February, our next major landmark. The Dow Jones also moving one box higher, also reclaiming the middle of its trading band there, and again a really big landmark. Those all-time highs feel like a broken record this morning. The Russell 2000 breaking back into a positive trend this week there with the news of ceasefire in the Middle East. And again, looking towards those all-time highs back from February around that, or actually this is January, but back around there, around that 2720 mark here on our default chart. So again, broadly speaking, what we can take away from this is we're still seeing improvement here on the domestic front, but I would still say we're maybe cautiously optimistic about this ceasefire based on the fact that we haven't immediately stormed back up to those highs. So there's still some concern, maybe some caution whether we're going to get there or not. So we're really just in no man's land right now, waiting to see kind of which direction we want to head. Crude oil also getting a reversal back up indexes, moving back up above 100 there, and establishing some higher support around 95. Now you'll notice here, right? We have seen the kind of higher lows, and although we are still off of those highs, this seems to be an environment where oil wants to stay higher for longer right now. Again, as long as there's kind of unrest in the Middle East. Gold continuing lower at this point, but again, very similar picture, series of higher lows coming off of that recent 2026 exhale down there to around 4,100. Again, precious metals have shed some relative strength, but the overall absolute picture has certainly improved up around 11% there for gold. Next, just a couple of relative improvements. I first want to mention with the exhale for energy focused areas over the last week, we have seen the kind of broader market reclaim near-term strength. So here we're looking at SPX versus XLE. So kind of core domestic equities, core S&P 500 versus your energy representatives, getting reversal back up into X's recently, and then continuing higher as well. So again, we are seeing a bit of an exhale, and that's flowing through over into energy-focused equities, those areas which have recently stormed up and are quite positive so far in 2026. Last actual chart I'll mention here, RPG versus RPV. So one of those value and growth, or I guess in this case, growth and value relationships that we'll typically look at, this reversing back up in favor of growth-related assets here. So again, this is going to be a tailwind. We've seen some risk off stature in 2026, but that seems to be moving back again with this most recent acceleration higher. We've seen those kind of growth assets get bid up a bit more here, which is going to be a tailwind. We'll wrap up with Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform. I do want to mention here, we did a quarterly report. And you can find that a couple different places, the first of which is our YouTube. So if you go on YouTube, this is obviously free. Go on YouTube, type in NASDAQ Dorsey Wright, hit on videos here. The most recent one is our Weight of the Evidence webinar that I was lucky enough to join on with John Lewis and then Yanni over on the kind of broader NASDAQ side of things. He's our kind of head of investment research on that front. So it was a great webinar, around an hour or so worth of content as we digested what happened in Q1 and then what we're looking forward to in Q2. On the platform, you can find this on the Research Hub. So if you come to Research Hub here, it's also the landing page. It'll pop up here, and you can watch it on the platform as you do other stuff. I'll also mention you can download a full report, right here. So if you download this, we've been highlighting it. But again, this is a full written document, lots of stuff in here. So if you wanted to click on again, market seasonality, you've got a little write-up on that. So really good content, and it's all modular. So you don't have to read all 26 pages of this thing. If you're just interested in, international equities per se, then you can go ahead and click on that. And this has been approved for everybody. So you can pass it around to friends, family, and go from there. All right. I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend. Enjoy the Masters, and we will catch you again on Monday.